It's go time. My name is Werner Puchert, and this is Finding Frequency. Now, what exactly go time means, or go, or a go, I will only know tomorrow, so you're going to have to hang on and wait for that one. But I will say this. So the last couple of days I've been working on, well, I would argue weeks, on a proposal with a client, and we are trying to do a piece of work, and we've been speaking to a whole bunch of people about the potential of doing said work. And today I got an email saying it's a go. Now, there's a lot of things to kind of wrap up and tie together to make sure that the go is indeed a go, the go that we want it to be. So that being said, I thought it was good to mention it here and say, yeah, a victory. A go is a go, no matter what it means at the end, right? So I'll be finding out what the details of the go is tomorrow. So that's going to be really interesting and exciting. Also a little bit nerve-wracking because it is a sizable project and a very important project. So yeah, hang on. I might not be able to make episodes anymore. I'm going to be so busy. But that being said, what is the extraordinary of the day? So once again, who is always the extraordinary? It has to be my friend and my son, my four-year-old, Francie. We had a huge adventure to the kindergarten again this morning, and he was full of beans. I love this kid. I really do. I love his sense of humor. I just love his vibe. I'm actually really excited for him to come home. And I'm trying to force myself, because I'm so attached to doing work, to force myself to just slow the F down and just play a little bit with this guy. He really appreciates it. And I know he's not going to want to be playing with old pops all his life. He might appreciate me, I hope. But playing with old pops, I don't know. That's going to be a limited thing. So I need to prepare myself to play with the Paw Patrol figurines when he comes back. Because I guess that's what he's going to want to do. And perhaps we'll score some chippies. You know, he likes a good old crispy. So I think he's been licking his lips for a packet that's been lying in the cupboard here. And I must say, between you and me, I wouldn't mind digging into those myself. But from a work perspective, from a content production perspective, a few interesting things on the go. So had a good conversation with my friend Terry yesterday. As you know, we have these kind of accountability calls, and I have a few of them where, you know, my friends get together as entrepreneurs and we talk about ideas and concepts. And yesterday with her, we kind of brainstormed that came up with an idea to do something interesting. It's not completely cemented down. We just know it's going to move forward. So let's see, like, watch the space. It might be something that is going to be relevant for our businesses. And yeah, and that being said, I'm also jumping into some extra work with my friend Tammy, who was on my live stream a couple of days ago. And she's doing a little segment as an experiment in my live stream to review people's LinkedIn profiles. So if you're listening to this and you want someone who is clued up to look at your LinkedIn profile and just give you a few tips, hey, reach out. Go to creativecoffeebreak.live, and I think I punted it yesterday as well. Go there and join the mailing list. Drop me a note. Just ping me and we'll line you up, because it's a regular thing that I want to build in. And then, of course, this morning I also had the opportunity to meet with my friend Jens, Joshua, and Dennis. That is not friend, that is friends. And we had a conversation around innovation, but specifically, what is your innovation superpowers? And it's interesting, because it's funny how these things work, because when you sit and have a conversation about something like this, is that there's this trap that you can fall into to talk about, you know, the general things like curiosity, blah, blah, blah. And we really had a very good conversation. And two things actually happened, is that we got to a point where, you know, we started really challenging each other to not just talk about the tactical stuff or the accepted things. Because, you know, when you think about a superpower, it's something that is above the ordinary. What is really like your superpower in this area? Not just your power, your superpower. So that was one idea. And for example, the one that I kind of latched onto, and that's thanks to the guys who were in the conversation, was honesty. Now, honesty, I can see you rolling your eyes, but if you come from my world, there's so much kind of, what can I call it? Icing on the cake kind of vibes, you know, blurring of facts, because we never want to tell our leadership that something is not working or something is busy failing or it's really, really hard. It's all easy. It's all numbers. It's all tracking just okay, you know, until the project falls out the other end. Because if every project in the world ran like sterlingly, what world would this be, right? The thing is, the fact is that projects don't necessarily lead to failure. I don't want to be negative, but it's hard to do these things. It's hard damn work. And I think sometimes we do not own up to that, to say, you know what, this is effing hard to do. Really, I'm struggling here. And struggling doesn't mean that I need help or I need to be bailed out. It's just, it's really hard to do. It's an amount of work. I look at Marta here working her butt off. It's not easy, you know? And I think we need to be more honest about how much work goes into this, because a lot of people live in this world where they think innovation happens, creativity happens, new ideas, brainstorms happen in one little workshop or one meeting. It doesn't work like that. You have to work your ass off to get there. It takes effort, elbow grease. That was the one thing we spoke about. And then the other thing that was interesting that one of the guys introduced is the anti-hero, because really, to have superpowers and have a super being, you have to have an anti-hero, a villain. And you actually need the villain to balance out the hero, right? So if you think in our awesome world, like, you know, if we didn't have problems or resistance or issues or things to deal with or things standing in our way, for example, there's always the naysayer in the organization. You know, it's a pain in the ass to work with them, but you kind of need them. You might disagree on this, but you kind of need them. So, that is the extraordinary of the day. Lots of things to think about, a lot of conversations. And of course, I mean, I feel like there's some gems, and sometimes I think I'm really landing the gems here, but, you know, it's just more content that's being added to the internet. And I'm hoping that somewhere someone will find just one of these snippets and it changes something for them. So, what a cool day. Tomorrow's got a few interesting things happening as well, including the It's a Go meeting. So I'll be talking about that a little bit more. But I hope things are going well on your side. I hope things are looking up. Even in the strange, weird kind of, am I taking the right vaccine? Is this one okay? Is it safe? Weirdness of this world. There's so much to think about. So let me wrap this up. And thank you, genuinely thank you for listening to this.